DeepEnglish.com. Raised by Wolves, Active Speaking Part C. When he was 19 years old, a military officer spotted Marcos on the mountainside. Who found Marcos on the mountainside? A military officer found Marcos on the mountainside. How old was Marcos? He was 19 years old. His hair was down to his waist and his skin was very tan and covered with scars. What did he look like? His hair was down to his waist and his skin was very tan and covered with scars. He was wearing only a deerskin and his feet were rough from a life without shoes. What was he wearing? He was wearing only a deerskin. What about shoes? He had no shoes. He could barely speak a single word. He refused to follow the officer and in the end was taken by force to a nearby village where his father was brought to identify him. Was Marcos happy to go with the officer? No, he refused to follow the officer. Was he taken by force? Yes, he was taken by force. Marcos never had a close relationship with his father, and he felt nothing when he saw him. Was Marcos excited to see his father? No, he wasn't excited to see his father. He felt nothing when he saw him. The only thing his father said when they met again after 12 years apart was, "Where's your jacket?" What did his father say when they met again? His father said, "Where's your jacket?" Because Marcos couldn't speak and had no family willing to take care of him, local nuns brought him to stay with them and helped him to relearn everything about society. Could Marcos speak? No, Marcos couldn't speak. Did he have family willing to take care of him? No, he didn't have family willing to take care of him. The first time he saw a bowl of soup, he looked at it carefully, but couldn't decide what to do with it. What did he look at carefully? He looked at a bowl of soup carefully. Was this the first time he saw a bowl of soup? Yes, this is the first time he saw a bowl of soup. Can you imagine what it would be like to see something so ordinary for the first time? Finally, he plunged his hands into the steaming hot soup and tried to scoop some out, but the soup was so hot it made him jump from his seat. What did he plunge his hands into? He plunged his hands into the soup. Was it hot? Yes, it was so hot it made him jump from his seat. The bowl flew into the air and then broke into pieces as it hit the floor. What happened to the bowl of soup? The bowl of soup flew into the air and then broke into pieces as it hit the floor. For Marcos, returning to society was the scariest thing he had ever done. What was the scariest thing Marcos had ever done? Returning to society was the scariest thing Marcos had ever done. He wanted to escape back to the mountains because living in the city was too overwhelming. Did Marcos want to return to his father? No, Marcos didn't want to return to his father. Where did Marcos want to go? He wanted to escape back to the mountains. Was the city too overwhelming? Yes, the city was too overwhelming. The noises of the city hurt his ears. What hurt his ears? The noises of the city hurt his ears. Going to the barber shop was traumatic too. When he saw the razor, he became frightened that the barber would cut his throat. What did he think the barber would do with the razor? He thought the barber would cut his throat. Even sleeping in a bed seemed strange to him, and he preferred sleeping on magazines and newspapers on the floor. How did Marcos feel about sleeping in a bed? Sleeping in a bed seemed strange to him. Where did he prefer to sleep? He preferred sleeping on magazines and newspapers on the floor. What bothered Marcos the most was the busyness of human communities. did Marcos feel humans were too relaxed? No, Marcos didn't feel humans were too relaxed. He felt humans were too busy. The constant movement of the people reminded him of confused ants running in all different directions. What did Marcos compare humans to? Marcos compared humans to confused ants running in all different directions. Life was tough away from his mountains and his wolf family. With time, he learned to speak and walk fully upright, but he remained naive about life in a human society. Did Marcos learn to speak? Yes, Marcos learned to speak. Did he learn to walk fully upright? Yes, he learned to walk fully upright. Did he become completely used to life in a human society? No, he remained naive about life in a human society. People continuously took advantage of him by swindling him out of money or conning him into giving things away for free. Did people take advantage of Marcos? Yes, people took advantage of Marcos. Did people swindle Marcos out of money? Yes, people swindled Marcos out of money. Did people con him into giving things away for free? Yes, people conned him into giving things away for free. He worked one job after another until he suffered a work-related injury and began receiving government assistance. Was Marcos able to hold one job? No, Marcos wasn't able to hold one job. He worked one job after another. What happened after he suffered a work-related injury? After he suffered a work-related injury, he began receiving government assistance.